At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm, Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Meringue.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, hour number deuce. Thanks for hanging out with us. If you missed any of the first hour, you can catch that The Fan podcast at 1051thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. If you missed Josh Pate this morning on with Dirt and Spray, you can jump on the YouTube and check that out, or hit the Odyssey app. If you missed primetime yesterday with the guys chatting about whatever it was they were doing, or Lanning. Is Lanning on tonight?
He's not on today.
Oh, it's bye week. Right. I knew that. Flip it and reverse it. If you wanted to catch the club hour from yesterday, you can do that wherever you get your podcast, the Odyssey app, or on the YouTubes.
And on the YouTubes, you can go in there and you can get in Patrick's kitchen, like Rufio just did.
Yeah, you can. You can. Just getting all nerdy with me.
So you going to wax poetic?
No, because I'm not going to say that. I'm going to give myself at least 2 days of not saying that. And it's poetically, for the record. Coming up in this hour, the QB nobody is talking about. Iowa poking the bear a little bit leading up to Oregon's matchup next week. And WebGems, I'm going to have to excuse myself for a second.
There you go. Still dying over here. I'm stuck in this hermetically sealed box with you dying.
But I came across this the other day that I thought was absolutely fantastic. Look, I think sometimes we complain a lot about game day and their choices every week as they tend to visit what seems to be the same places all the time. I love that they're in Utah this week. Mm-hmm. A game day for a game that's a 7 o'clock kick.
What did I say?
I love that.
Rice-Eccles at night, man. That you want to talk about weird places in college football? Mm-hmm. Arizona State at night, Rice-Eccles at night, Clemson at night,
Doak
at night. There are just places. Virginia Tech at night.
I mean, a whiteout at night.
Whiteout. Like, there are just places that are better at night.
Yeah, and it's also a great experience all day if you're getting up at 6 a.m. to do game day, or 3 a.m. your time to do game day, and your game doesn't start till 7. That's how it was at Wazoo when we got our one and only game day. That thing started at 3 a.m., and our game wasn't until 7 against Oregon, and boy, did we had a lot of fun that day. But something that was fun, Reese Davis was joined Johnny Mafai. Mafia at WZTV.TV in Nashville. And he was kind of talking about a place that he wants College Game Day to visit on November 15th. That would be a D2 rivalry. Ooh. Of the Battle of Ravine, which takes place in a city that I did not know exist called Arkadelphia.
There you go.
In Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Are you aware of this?
I've heard of Arkadelphia before.
I have never heard of Arkadelphia before, and it blows my mind.
The only reason I have is because I had somebody, shockingly, from the military that was from there. And when he first told me, I go, you made that up.
Yeah.
You made that up.
You made that up. That sounds like the Southern version of crazy Philly fans.
I bet you there is a story behind that name. Like Portland was a coin toss, right?
Yeah, it was Stumptown or Portland.
Well, it's Portland or Boston.
Boston.
Boston. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you there was somebody that wanted to name it something else, like Philadelphia, and he's like, I know. No, the Philadelphia or Arkadelphia. I mean, it was like it was a coin toss between
hell
it.
Hell yeah, we love Arkansas,
or
brother.
Or whoever could throw their cousin the furthest. You know what I mean? Like,
why didn't anybody ever name a city Ark, Kansas?
I mean, there's
like two words.
There probably is.
Yeah.
I bet you there is.
I hope so.
Now I want to Google
I found out
this.
There's an Oregon, Ohio, and an Oregon, Wisconsin.
There you go.
Kind of into that. The Battle of the Ravine is an annual game between Henderson State and Ouachita Baptist, both located in Arkadelphia, Arkansas. They're in the Great American Conference. They are literally across the street from each other. It takes 10 minutes to walk between their respective stadiums, and that's what they do before the game, is the entire team walks from their stadium to yours in the rivalry, and Reese Davis wants to go to this.
So, per the Googles, Arkadelphia, Arkansas is named by combining Arkansas with Adelphia, the Greek word for brotherly place. The city was originally named Blakely Town before being renamed in 1838 to reflect this combination of the state in the Greek term for welcoming or brotherly place. Because you know what I think of when I think of Arkansas?
Brotherly.
I think of...
Is that like brothers hooking up?
I think of the Greek.
Oh, yeah. The Greek gods. The Greek gods that populate the state of Arkansas.
Yeah, or, Greek literary translations. That's what I think of. I think when I think of highly educated in the ancient world, I think of Arkansas.
Quote, this is probably going to get me in trouble. I'm pitching Battle of the Ravine in a couple weeks, depending on what happens. You always try to go there where the best story is for the week. You can get in trouble making every decision looking 3 weeks down the road. But look, I understand that ESPN is going to be like, nobody cares, nobody cares. I need you to go to Athens for the billionth time in a row or something like that. But, dude, people watch game day no matter what, dude. Who cares where you go? I would love, as a college football fan who sit here and stuck in D1 life, and I don't know anything about the D2 game or the D3 game, and, like, my team's been relegated, and now I just watch games. Dude, whether I'm going to watch game day or not, I mean, how great was Pat McAfee at the Montana State game? That game was awesome to watch on TV. Well, I don't think I watched the football game, but the game day experience was awesome.
The atmosphere is dope, man. It's like they've done a couple HBCUs. It's like, yeah, this is cool as hell. Like, go tell a dope story. That's what you're there to do. Georgia and Alabama and Tennessee and Oregon and SC and Michigan, Ohio State, like, they're always going to be there.
Totally.
They're always going to be there. Go to a one-off. Go to JMU when Kirk Cignetti's coming out of nowhere and stomping mud holes in people from this team that they just brought up to the FCS, the FBS, and they're a national contender. Not in a title consensus, but like they're a team nobody wants to play.
But this is also, to Reese Davis's point, this is what he has to battle. Because do you want to hear the games that are scheduled for this week? Oklahoma in Tuscaloosa. Mm-hmm. So you can go to Tuscaloosa again. Texas at Georgia, mm-hmm. Athens again.
Yeah, not going to Texas.
Florida at Ole Miss, mm-hmm. Oxford.
Which I'm telling you right now, you always want to go to Oxford.
Virginia at Duke.
That's like a cocktail party.
Virginia
at Duke sounds like a Civil War meetup between the South.
We won the war. South Florida at Navy? Ooh.
That's a spicy game.
Depending on the big game this weekend.
Navy's quarterback is
Navy North Texas.
I think he's 15th or 16th in Heisman odds right now. Dude, was it Egseth?
Navy North Texas might be my most exciting game of the weekend.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, if Navy handles business, we need to be huge Navy fans because we may be privy to something at Army-Navy.
Watching a college football playoff team?
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, is anybody really going to get upset if you go to Arkadelphia instead of Tuscaloosa or Athens
or Oxford?
No, because
you can talk about those games there and have a dope story anyways.
Totally. And you're on the West Coast and whatever.
And Saban's going to be...
Or the East Coast, sorry.
Well, I mean, Saban's going to whine about it because he's not at Alabama.
And Herbie and Fowler are probably going to call the Oklahoma-Bama game. And
they're
Tuscaloosa
fly out of there.
It's not
that far away.
That's the PJ.
Yeah.
Easy. You might be able to drive that.
They're not.
I know.
They're PJing that.
I just like driving.
Herbie's flight plan. Have you ever kept track with the Herbie flight plan?
I have, dude. It's wild. I noticed the other day that Herbie and Fowler were calling a 12:30 game, and it was where game day was, and I was very surprised. Because usually they got the 4 o'clock game. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, well, they could do this. It's not that far. The PGA will get him there, not a problem. I was surprised to see it 12:30. And I even heard in Chris Fowler's voice, he was like, isn't this kind of awesome to do a 12:30 game?
Yeah, you know?
He was like, this is because I got a double Monday header on Monday that I got to do now. He seemed really stoked about that. Why not? Why not? Give it to Arkansas.
Yeah, have some fun, man.
You ever been to Arkansas?
Yeah.
I have not.
I've been to...
I don't think I'm going to.
I got to do the list again. I think there's only 3 states that I haven't been to. So...
Yeah. What if Oklahoma and Texas aren't even ranked in 3 weeks? Which could totally happen.
Yeah, very easy.
Yeah. I'd like to play the fun game with you tomorrow of games that should have been good this weekend that aren't.
That no longer are.
That no longer are. Mm. A bunch of teams that were ranked, and it could have been like.
Yeah, who's Penn State playing? Ahead, who's Clemson playing? Who's LSU playing?
Yeah, looking ahead at this week, I was looking at it, I was like, man.
Could have been good.
You talking to me week one? Yeah, dude, Penn State, Ohio State is this
talk
weekend.
It's the same, yeah. Could talk me into that real quick.
All right. When we come back, I want to introduce you to the quarterback that nobody is talking about in college football. And could this be something real? You know, I tried to text a buddy of mine who thought he might know something about it, and he left me on red. So I had to do the whole situation myself. I will take you to the ACC on the firm of Harrison Morang, 105.1 The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
10 toes down coming up at 12:15. Get those questions in 503-864-6326. The YouTube chat as well. Questions we have to unequivocally answer. No 50-50, no half in it. Just gotta happen. Gotta happen. We'll do that at 12:15. I love this because I intentionally did not share this with you, Danny, about this quarterback that popped into my brain yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was watching Carabao Cup on Paramount. Because if you can't count on much, you can't count on Paramount Plus.
No.
Every Sunday in the NFL, visit ParamountPlus.com. It's like $30 for a year. It's like $250 a month.
Come, babe.
Do it. Watch Paramount Plus. I don't have the read in front of me, so I'm just calling it as we say.
ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Sundays, baby. And it flipped over to just the CBS Sports College Football Show.
Mm-hmm.
And they... I kind of half looked at it, but I saw the name at the top that really shocked me. They power ranked quarterbacks in college football. And the number one guy on the list is Mason Heinschel from Pitt Panther University. They had him at number one. And let me walk you through this quarterback that nobody knows about. Pitt started Eli Holstein this year as their starting quarterback. He was benched for Mason Heinschel, who is a true freshman from Oregon, Ohio. Okay? And this is what he has done since he came in. Let me find his game log here. Since he came in during Central Michigan on cleanup duty, but he was named the starter against Boston College, okay? That game, he went 30 of 41 for four TDs and 323 yards. They won 48-7. Boston College, not very good.
Still?
His toughest game was against Florida State. They won 34-31 at Doak Walker. He was 21 of 29 with 321. Two TDs, two picks, but that was his worst game
again,
of the season.
True freshman.
The next,
at Doak.
The next week, at Syracuse, 30-13, 13 of 24 with no TDs, one pick, but they dominated. They clearly ran the ball a ton in that game. He only threw the ball 24 times. The next week against NC State, 28 of 48, three TDs, no picks. He has a rating this year of 152.8.
Not too bad.
Not too bad. Their only loss of the season, right, is that their only loss of the season is against Louisville.
Who's a good team.
Who's a very, very good team. Which leads me to the question, where the hell have we been on this guy?
Watching Trinidad Chambliss and Darian Mitzel.
That's not very nice, Danny. I'm trying to give this guy some love.
No, I like this. You know, whether it's the what's
they lost to West Virginia in overtime.
Messmaker, the quarterback in North Texas, he should be getting that love. Who's the other one? Baylor's quarterback. God dang it, Sawyer Robertson. Sawyer Robertson should be getting a lot of love. Like, those are two guys that are putting up like crazy, like Cliff Kingsbury type numbers at Texas Tech kind of numbers. But then you've got guys like Mensa. You've got guys like Chambliss that are like, they're playing like it's pretty funny. Fernando Mendoza was probably the only quarterback that people were like, he's going to be pretty damn good of all of the preseason quarterbacks that has lived up to it. Not Klubnik, not, Nussmeier, not Aller, not Dante. It's Mendoza. Mendoza's the only one with any kind of real hype coming this season that has met or exceeded that bar.
Yeah,
everybody else has been, like, if you look at the top quarterbacks in the country right now, you know, nobody was really looking at Ty Simpson. Nobody's really looking at Maiava.
Right. We all thought Ty Simpson got the job, and we were like, DeBoer, you sure about that?
Yeah.
We were like, you sure about that, bud?
Altmaier, I should say, Altmaier's been good. He's
Altmaier's
getting sacked
been fine. Yeah.
Endlessly. It's not his fault. His offensive line is
yeah,
terrible.
A lot of Altmaier. Dude, if Altmaier was a college quarterback 20 years ago, dude, he'd be the Heisman winner.
Yeah. I mean, he's putting
the
up
statue back there doing it.
He's back there just putting in work. But, I mean, you go through the top quarterbacks in the country, and you're like, huh. It's the Talen Greens. It's the Maiavas. It's the Joey Aguilars.
Well, and the Chambliss, you know, guys that we just didn't see coming around.
Diego Pavia.
Yeah, I finally pulled it up. It's the QB power rankings from CBS Sports. This is articles written by David Cobb yesterday. Yesterday. It was fresh. Number one, Mason Henschel, Pitt. Number two, Haynes King, Georgia Tech.
Where's Sorsby on there? Cincinnati's quarterback. He's got
number seven.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry. I just saw him. He is number nine.
Number nine. Yeah.
They got Dante at 10.
Okay. But again.
Bear Bachmeier at 8. Trinidad Chambliss
but look
at 7.
Look where Dante's at.
Yeah.
There's nine quarterbacks in front of him. And that's not a shot at Dante. It's a uplifting for all these other guys.
Yeah, I know. And I don't want to do too much list radio, but it's interesting because when you get to pass Dante, it's Gunnar Stockton, Jaden Maiava.
It's the other
Diego
guys.
Diego Pavia,
yeah.
Byron Brown, Joey Aguilar.
See, Byron's a guy that I would put up much higher.
I know you love him.
For my money, the quarterbacks that I have enjoyed the most this season have been the most productive. It's Haynes King, it's Byron Brown, it's Trinidad Chambliss. It's Maiava at SC. His numbers are bonkers. Fernando Mendoza, and I'm missing one. Who am I missing? You mentioned him earlier. Who do we have in the top five?
Haynes King.
I mentioned Haynes. There's somebody else. Who's in the top five?
Fernando Mendoza.
Yeah, Mendoza. Okay.
Julian Sain.
Not Sain.
The Tiesman. Marcel Reed.
Yeah. Ty Simpson. Yeah. Those are the guys that have done this for me this year. Those are the guys that have done it for me this year. Like, when I look at those, like, those are the best quarterbacks in college football to me.
What's interesting about this Mason Heinschel kid that I was looking up yesterday, apparently he knew all along he was going to go to Pitt. Like, that was his choice, which leads me to believe, I don't know if this kid's transferring.
Some guys want to be where they want to be. You know? Maybe he grew up as a big Dan Marino guy. Maybe his dad's a huge Dolphins fan. And he wants to follow. Not only that.
Maybe his favorite player of all time is Larry Fitzgerald.
Or Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
Look, there is
the guy? Who's the basketball player with the fat booty? The player there, DeJuan Blair. Play at Pitt?
What's Blair?
Is that who I'm thinking of?
He had no ACLs. No, legitimately. He didn't have an ACL in either knee.
But he was a round mound of rebound. Yeah. He was fun to watch.
Yeah. Dusty and I did this multiple times over the years. There is no school with less success. Like, Pitt's been good. Don't get me wrong. But there's no school that is not a dyed-in-the-wool blue blood with better alumni than Pitt. It's not close.
I mean, it's true. They got a lot of really, really great guys.
Tony Dorsett, Dan Marino, Aaron Donald. Like, you go down the list. It's not just
Larry Fitz.
Larry Fitzgerald. It's not like guys that are just we're good NFL players. You're talking about some of the literal best to ever play their position in the history of the game played at Pitt. It's so weird.
And I love that this Heinschel kid is going to get to prove how good he is, because this is the rest of their schedule. I don't always love playing the schedule game, but this is going to get you tight, Danny.
Mm.
They're on the road against Stanford this weekend.
Which you'll be watching.
Well, now I've got a reason, because I want to watch this Mason Heinschel kid. So I'm going to watch that game. Then they host Notre Dame.
Okay.
Then they are at Georgia Tech.
Okay.
And then they host Miami.
Okay.
See?
That's spicy.
I just want you to know. I just wanted to put this
Tune
guy
into some Pitt football.
On your radar to catch out Pitt football.
Okay.
Also, something we need to address here is that noted former co-host of mine, Joseph Fisher III, diehard Pitt Panther fan. I texted him last night. What can you tell me about this kid? What can you tell me about Mason Heinschel? I saw that Eli Holstein got benched because he sucked and they bring in this kid and he's great. What can you tell me? Left on red.
Mm.
Still haven't seen him.
Wow.
Still haven't heard from him.
That's true. Usually
one of my oldest, closest friends in the world just left me on red.
You know what he did? He went about
his college football team.
Yeah, see, you know why? Because it's not his team.
You know why? Also, I'll bet you he doesn't know.
No, he doesn't know because he's not watching. He had to go do some research.
He's a Pitt basketball guy.
He had to go back and do some research.
To give him some credit. He's a Pitt basketball guy. His favorite player of all time? Steven Adams.
Yeah, well. Clean cut, short haired.
Steven Adams.
Baby face Steven Adams.
Pre-tattoos and I'm going to kill you, but you love me at the same time.
Indeed.
And I was excited to learn that there's something else to watch instead of this blah, 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 blah. Plus, now I'm really excited to get in here next year for college football and say that I will take Mason Heinschel as my preseason Heisman favorite.
I mean, a guy in Pittsburgh named Heinz.
Heinz.
I know.
It's like Heinschel.
I know, but I mean, it's like having Heinz Ward.
It's kind of true.
You know.
It's kind of true.
They do love their Heinz there.
They do. Wasn't a Rooney married to a Heinz?
I mean, it would make sense.
No, somebody is married to a Heinz. I think it's like a politician is married to a Heinz.
I think you're right.
Like Mitt Romney is married
to a Heinz.
Actually,
I think that's who it is.
Is that who it is?
Yeah.
The old Mormon himself.
It's a good place. It's that Heinz money. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Turns out it's pretty good.
It's not steel money, but in Pittsburgh, Heinz is probably number two.
Ooh, you know something else I didn't realize? This article has these two quarterbacks as the best quarterbacks in the nation of power rankings. Mm-hmm. That's the ACC.
Mm.
We're not even talking Carson Beck.
Just means more here.
Who plays quarterback at Duke?
Darian Mensah.
Tell me I got four good quarterbacks in a crappy, quote-unquote, conference
I'm
in the
telling
ACC?
You right now, if I'm an NFL team and I'm taking the first quarterback, I'm taking Darian Mensah. I am.
You're so high on this.
He's completing 70% of his passes. He's eighth in the nation in yards. He's got, 17 touchdowns and 2 picks.
Not me, man. If I'm the Jets, I'm taking Dante Moore.
Go have fun with that. Go have fun with that.
If you need reasons to watch the ACC, it's right here.
It's plenty.
Also, a couple of them quarterbacks on this list as well are in the Big 12 in Bear Bachmeyer, Brendan Sorsby. There's more to life than just the B1G
Miller Moss
in the SEC.
At Louisville. Like there's good court. Like that's what's been fun about this is the big dogs have kind of faltered, but there's a lot of really good quarterback play.
Yeah.
At other schools.
There really is. I think we're just so stuck in this that we got fooled. We got the one pulled over our faces that all these great quarterbacks going into this year have been garbage, to be honest with you.
And none of them have lived up to it.
No, none of them have. I need to watch more Bear Bachmeyer.
I mean, the run he had against Utah.
He got bad intentions.
He had one of those runs where he drug three people into the end zone. It was like, oh, and he wears 47.
BB, that's 40, a linebacker's number.
BB 47, man. Love it.
Yeah, like I've seen plenty of Chambliss. I've seen plenty of Reed. Obviously, tons of Dante. I'll never understand Julian Sain. I don't.
Tune into some Duke and watch some Darian Mensah, man.
Although Julian Sain, 80%.
Yeah, well, when you've got all day and nobody can get to you and you've got Jeremiah Smith and
your defense doesn't give up more than 10 points.
Yeah, it's helpful.
They're playing Penn State this weekend. God,
and nobody cares.
What could that have been?
Nobody cares.
We talked about this weeks ago that that was a game that was
circling.
If the World Series went to game seven, mm-hmm. they were going to get bumped to a 12:30 kick
yeah.
because they couldn't be the primetime.
Now
game.
It's on the CW.
Savage.
Sorry, CW.
Hey, my team plays on the CW. Don't you talk trash. I love the CW. I don't know what it stands for, but I love it. All right, when we come back, we'll tease a little Oregon, Iowa, going into the bye weekend as the Iowa DC calling out Oregon. We're poking the bear again, huh? We're doing this again, huh? There's the kahuna with sports.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more. Woman trying to
catch a trick on the street. Web Gems is next. We do it every single day at 11:45. We'll take you to the NFL for that. 10 toes down at 12:15. Get those questions in. They can be Halloween. They can be sports. Some are flowing in right now. Get yours in before we run out of time. Also, might have to have a conversation about Anthony Edwards being just delightfully entertaining. Just delightfully entertaining at some point today.
No.
Anti-Anthony Edwards, huh?
No, I am.
He's going on the list, huh?
No, I'm pro.
You heard it here first. Danny hates Anthony Edwards.
No, he was hilarious twice in the game last night.
No, he's great. I love him. I
just wish he wasn't such a giant douche canoe off the court.
Well, you know, you work in this world a lot more than I do, but from a 3,000-foot view as opposed to a 30-foot view, I think there's a lot of guys in the NBA that are pretty douche.
Oh, they are. It's just, you know.
But I think that's that way in every single sport. Like, yeah. You want, like, go find me a white baseball player that's not kind of douchey.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of them. Paging, mm-hmm. Bryce Harper.
Yep.
You know, I mean, they're just everywhere.
Mike Trout.
He might be a quiet guy, but he's from Philly. Well, he's from Jersey, but you know what I mean. He's a Philly guy. Might be a little douchey.
No. Not old Mikey.
Can you be a bro and sober at the same time?
Yeah. Mike Trout does it.
You?
I mean, I do it. I'm very bro-y. I'm aware, and I don't really drink.
Yeah. I'm offended if somebody calls me a bro.
You would be.
Yeah, I would be.
Yeah, you would be.
It's so weird, man.
Bro.
Am I bro? No, I'm not bro.
No. I am. I know. I'm aware.
But, like, bros are like, dude, you're not a bro. And then nerds are like, dude, you're a bro. And I'm like, oh, this again.
Yeah, you're neither.
This again.
Theater dork.
Nobody ever wants to hang out with me. I don't have any friends. I don't have any friends. Nobody likes me.
She doesn't even go here.
Phil Parker, the defensive coordinator for the Iowa Hawkeyes, which I have to imagine I haven't looked at this guy's face, but is it safe to assume that all coordinators, unless their last name is Ferentz, are old white guys?
I mean,
does Kirk really love, like, the young up and comers, or does he just, like, hire the old gas cans that are still running the wishbone and have just discovered the forward pass? Although this year Iowa offense has been pretty fun.
I have to
actually making it happen.
I'm gonna pull up Phil Parker real quick. Oh my God.
What?
Phil Parker is the most Phil Parker looking dude you've ever seen in your entire
life. Is he like 28 and good looking?
Nope. White dude.
Old white dude. There's something about that black and yellow
62 years old
Hawkeye action that just screams old white guy. He had a quote when asked what he thinks of the Oregon Ducks as they will play in 2 weeks. Oregon on a bye. You can hear that game right here on the Fan Sports Network, home of the Ducks. He said, quote, they have the whole package. It's well-funded, I'll put it that way, end quote. And, you know, we went through this with Gundy, kind of poking the bear. And I asked you this question while we were doing show prep today, and I kind of don't understand. I don't mean this as a sticking up for Oregon thing.
Yeah, you do.
Maybe I do. Maybe I do. But I don't understand, in the world of today's college football, where anybody can throw money at something and turn it around, why we're choosing to pick on Oregon. Nobody said that about T-Boone. You know, nobody's saying about what's going on in Louisiana.
It's the massive influx of cash mixed with the flash.
But I would argue that that's been around for 15 plus years now. How are we not over it?
Because
why is this a never forget?
Because nobody else is popping up at Big Ten Media Day with a 50-foot tall duck. Nobody else is doing Grateful Dead jerseys. Nobody else has a mascot.
But Cignetti turning around Indiana doesn't fall in the same category?
What is Indiana out there wearing? Are they wearing those ugly ass Adidas jerseys?
No.
Looking simple as could be?
Yeah. They're wearing old IU stuff. Nothing changes.
What they do on the field is flashy, but it's not. Oregon has a full on documentary series that is fully, and don't get me wrong, it's great. Russ, what's the weekly series they do? What's that called? Dusty talks about it all the time. He always references it.
Them, us, that's
Denver,
us.
Denver, sus?
I don't remember. No,
it's something along
ducks, it's ducks in there somewhere.
It's really cool.
But it's awesome.
It's like a package video of, like, leading up to the week.
It's the one where you saw when Dan Lanning, when they played Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they play for clicks.
Yep.
Remember that whole thing? Like, it's shot incredibly
well.
Yeah. It's shot incredibly well. It's edited incredibly well.
Ducks versus them?
I think that's it. Yep. It's awesome.
I can't watch that stuff. It's just too much for me.
And again,
I didn't go to Oregon, so I'm like, why
But see, that's the
why
point.
Why am I watching this?
But that's what I mean, though. When you're on the outside looking in, they're almost Hollywood. You know what I mean? And so everybody looks at that and like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Honestly, I get tired of it sometimes, but it is dope. It, like, the stuff they do, like, the Grateful Dead jersey thing isn't for me, but Dirt had some of the gear on the other day. I was like, you know what? That's pretty cool.
I thought the jerseys were fun.
I've told you before. I've told Jake this before. I told Dusty this a million times. USC, show up 1 week in all black. Do it.
But they don't.
But they won't do it. They won't do it. Break away. They won't be flashy. And I'm like, you're in L.A. You're Hollywood. You should be the one doing this. But Oregon embraces it more than any other program in the country.
And I think it's just starting to become a little low-hanging fruit.
It is. I mean,
it's taking a shot at a team because they ingested money in a sport that is now run by money.
Both can be true. Both can be true.
I just think it's tiring. I'll say it again. It's low-hanging fruit. It's like, dude, come up with something else. But no, your old ass needs to be like, well, they're well-funded. It's like, cool, dude. You're not. Are you just mad? Are you just jealous?
There's certainly not even a hint of that.
Is this to back you up in case Dante goes out there and throws for 400 yards and four touchdowns? Or Davison and Whittington have a combined 270 yards rushing against you? Is that all this is? Is this protecting your legacy,
but
your
also,
reputation at Iowa?
When you do that, then you can set yourself up for... We just go out there and we play Iowa football for the kids.
I know. It just pissed me off because I got a little soft spot in my heart for Iowa. And I don't want, you know, any team that I'm kind of pulling for, not against Oregon, but in general, I pull a little bit for Iowa, to act this way. Because I think it's petty. I think it's low. And I think it's already been done. And Gundy got fired for it. Now, Ferentz isn't getting fired. And I don't think Parker's getting
fired
either.
Kirk Ferentz couldn't sacrifice somebody at midfield and be like, yeah, he probably deserved it.
Kirk Ferentz could drop Trout and poop on the 50-yard line mm-hmm. and keep his job.
Not even keep his job. They give him a raise.
They might.
Man, look at his poops. His poops are the best. They're so good.
I'm actually really stoked about this game. I think it's going to be really fascinating.
We are still a week away. I am not picking Iowa as of now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this game can be spicy.
They're the only Big Ten team that I kind of have a little bit of rooting interest. I think I've told this story before up at Tom's Pizza, RIP. They were a Coug bar,
mm-hmm.
But they were also an Iowa Hawkeye bar because Tom, his wife, went to Iowa.
One of my best friends went to Iowa. He's from Iowa, and I would go home with him a couple different times. And so I kind of adopted Iowa.
Yeah, because we'd always high-five them. They'd get smoked by somebody at the 9 a.m. game, and we're walking in about to get smoked by somebody in the 12:30 game. We just became friends.
Yeah.
Nice people.
Getting smoked together.
Nice people. Yeah. Eating pizza.
Mm. It happens.
Learning about Cuba. Eating some food.
Mm.
All right, we come back. It's Web Gems, everybody's favorite. Look, the NFL is trying to bury this story. They're trying to get you to not believe it happened. Don't believe everything. Even Al Michaels tells you to believe
it. The truth is out there.
The truth is out there. Web Gems is next. 105.1 The Fan.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Now, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
Learning about Cuba. Having some fun.
All right, coming up here in the Big Nooner. Boy, if you hate commercials, today's your day here on The Fan. Didn't have enough time to, like, yell about anything in the break. Danny didn't even get to finish scrolling.
Nope.
Good thing you didn't go emergency deuce, you know?
I always, look.
Sometimes,
you
gamble with that way
more
than I do.
I double check always. It's very quickly as we're hitting, not even before we're hitting
you
in
always
the break.
Ask. You
how much
ask.
Time do I have?
The best is 2.5 minutes plus an update, and you're like, ooh, I got this.
Got this. I've got the speed poop down to a fine science.
Coming up in the Big Nooner, Return of the King tonight in football. Mm. Lamar Jackson is back, baby. We'll have 10 toes down at 12:15. Get some of those questions in as we are starting to pile those up. If you're texting in and you're asking questions that aren't like suitable for the air, but we usually text you back, we are unable to text you back right now. I've put in a ticket. I'm doing my best to fix that. So I apologize. So just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Today's Web Gem story is brought to you by the NFL. And do you remember when Minnesota was playing week 5 in London?
Mm.
And Vikings kicker Will Reichard, is that how you say his name?
Yes.
He missed a field goal because of what looked like he hit a wire from a camera that was way up there. Well, the NFL has decided that that did not happen.
Nope, not a thing.
And they are trying to tell you that it did not happen. They're even forcing Al Michaels to backtrack because he said his only miss this year was when he hit a wire with the camera in London, which forced him to backtrack on the broadcast. He said, quote, "The league wants to take my lunch away because I said before that Reichard's only miss came when he hit a wire in London. The league says, no, it was an optical illusion." not what Reichert thinks. Why on earth, for the NFL, that can basically poop at the 50-yard line mm-hmm. and get a raise, not just admit, yeah, we got it wrong?
Well, then guess who has a grievance? Minnesota Vikings.
Well, right, but like, there's
no, no, that opens up a whole can of worms. I'm gonna completely derail us for a split second.
No, please do.
There's another grievance that might be happening in the NBA over the Terry Rozier part of this.
Oh, why he got to keep playing?
Not just that. He got dealt from the Charlotte Hornets while he was being under investigation by the FBI, and the NBA knew, and the Miami Heat gave up a draft pick.
Oh, dude, there's that stuff with Ortiz going to Pittsburgh, or going from Pittsburgh to Cleveland in the MLB, mm-hmm. and he was under investigation.
Uh-huh. And the Heat are now going, what was us? I don't care. I'm sitting here like, I think it's funny.
Right. I think it's just weird that like officials can come out and say, yeah, we missed this play, or, you know, yeah, there should have been, you know, 3 seconds on the clock in this Rose Bowl and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going
to, I love how you go to that one.
I always do. but we're going to bury the fact that a ball hit a wire at a game in a different country that we're still trying to learn how to do. Because remember, NFL Network does that game. How many games does NFL Network do themselves a year? Not many. I mean, it's more now. But you've got the CBSs of the world and the NBCs of the world and Fox there and ESPN. They're doing all the footage. So why can't you just be saying, yeah, we got that one wrong? What? Mm-hmm. You're not going to reward them with 3 points and change the score of the game. You're not going to give them a win when they should have had a win instead of an L. Like,
but no, it opens up a door for a grievance. And if they could say, well, we need to replay the rest of that game from that point on.
But the optics of it are like, you're going to double down on this?
Yeah, why not? I mean, Auburn,
this is the hill you're going to die on?
Auburn got screwed over twice. Was it 2 weeks in a row? Was that 2 out of 3 weeks?
And they were just like, no, there's a year, and moved along. They didn't say, no, that didn't happen. They just moved along.
Yeah.
I don't care. Auburn's got getting screwed coming to them.
something Michael Dyer.
I love how we get picky and choosy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this team got hosed. And it's like, this other team got hosed the same way. You're like, yeah, screw them.
Screw them. I did it with Miami. You do it with...
Michael Dyer was down.
Yep. With Auburn. You did it with, who did Russ, how much time do they have left? 3 seconds? Who were they playing?
I wasn't at the end of the game, was it?
No, I'm saying who were they playing? I can't remember who.
Auburn?
No, the 3 seconds left in the Rose Bowl.
I have Wazoo against Michigan. 3 seconds.
Yeah.
That's Brian Greasy and
yeah.
Ryan Leaf. I also think there's 3 seconds on the clock in the
Oregon-Wisconsin
game
with Russ Wilson. Yeah. That's the one I thought you were talking about.
Yeah, I referenced both of them, and I let you choose which adventure you want to go down that day. You can choose your adventure. Clearly, the Rose Bowl has an agenda.
Mm. I'll tell you what now. Well, maybe we have it today. Maybe we have it tomorrow. The Rose Bowl also has another agenda with
on
UCLA.
On the dock tomorrow. That's your web gems for tomorrow for a little sneak peek look ahead there.
Tasty.
I feel like I watched this highlight and saw it myself.
I think we talked about it.
So is this like pay no attention to the man behind the curtain?
We're gonna do the
There is no such thing as aliens.
We're gonna reverse Mandela effect this. Something that did happen didn't happen.
That's not fair, man.
Instead of, you know, Nelson Mandela didn't die in prison. Isn't it weird that like everybody thought he died in prison in the 90s? He lived until 2013.
Yeah, he got out. That was a whole big thing. Who thinks he died in prison?
That's where the Mandela effect comes from. This is for the longest
time.
Well,
I think that phrase was created before he was released. That's why.
But it was that he died in prison. That was the thing behind it.
About a massive collection of people all falsely believing.
Yes.
And
falsely believing that he had died in prison, and he lived until 2013.
Dare I say, is that not where we live right now and everything? Mm.
Oh, yes.
You want me to get Jeff Russ fired up over here?
I like to remain employed.
What's true and what's not true? That's the best part about sports. I can see it on the TV. You can't tell me it didn't happen. I watched it.
No, they're telling you it didn't happen.
It's like Kansas won a national championship when Mario Chalmers hit that shot in overtime against nobody. Nah, I'm pretty sure I watched that game. Pretty sure it was Memphis and Derrick Rose. There's no Heisman Trophy from 2005. Nah, pretty sure it's Reggie Bush.
Yep.
Pretty sure I watched that.
We all saw it happen.
Pretty sure I seen that.
And in fact, he got it back. Deal with it, losers.
I don't think anybody disagrees with that. You could be a hater on USC all you want, but like, I think we're all universally rejoicing that Reggie Bush has his Heisman back.
If you aren't, you're a monster.
I think the real question is, why isn't Reggie Bush on the Big Nooner anymore?
Yeah, I don't.
That's my thing.
He was good.
I think it was great.
He was good.
And I liked the Brady Quinn, Leinart, and Reggie thing with Herb. It was a good thing they had going.
It happens.
But it's just like, if you want to get out of the business of like everything is rigged and conspiracy theories, just own up to this. Man, it's like admitting when you're wrong. Admitting when you're wrong is never a bad thing.
No.
You can always learn from it. Now, if you continue to make the same mistake multiple times,
indeed,
then we got a problem. But admitting when you've made a mistake is a fantastic life quality that you can
learn. Look, I have a million flaws. One of the best things I will say about myself is when I screw up, I own it.
And like how much you hate Shaden Sharpe.
Exactly.
And his broken ankle. And just, right? He broke his ankle
terrible,
last night.
Terrible player. Terrible. But it's like, and it can be a little bit worse than that, to turn in from owning your own shortcomings or faults or when you make a mistake into pure self-loathing. Don't go that far because that's a problem. But yeah, no, I don't know why the NFL is not acknowledging this.
I know.
It's super, super weird.
Well, we live in a world, especially like with the Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier news, you know, and all the gambling stuff. And
that's what I wonder, because the always, impact of the game on the books and what the books would have to then do.
Yeah, like, but that's a little like ABS challenging in Major League Baseball. That's a can of worms, because now you're talking prop bets and like, well, that wasn't really a foul. That wasn't really holding, but you called it and it cost him. That would be, I don't think it's that. I think it's just a weird thing. In a world where people think your stuff's already rigged, like, why not just be out in front and be like, yeah, I missed it.
Well, he missed it.
I think we all missed it.
Got him.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, man. One of the conversations I hate the most is people that think sports are rigged. I don't think they are. But when you do stuff like this, it's...
Meanwhile, Adam Silver's over here getting subpoenaed about what he knew and when he knew.
Because when you do stuff like this, it just keeps people thinking that the world is flat, you know? Mm-hmm. They're like, well, or I don't know, fishbowl cameras.
As this texter so eloquently asks, did we ever land on the moon? Was that all staged?
Yeah, man, we landed on the moon. Are you kidding me?
We landed on the moon? Awesome!
I want to go to space.
I heard a
my wife won't let me go to space.
Dumb stat the other day. Did you know, since I think it's December of 2000, December is one of the last 3 months, that in all of humanity, when you have been on the planet, you have been on the planet with every person that's ever lived on the planet, that was ever alive at that period in time.
Oh, but because everyone's died on the planet?
No. Yes, but I mean, not just that. But since December, or I think it was December of 2000, not a single person has been on this planet with every person on the planet, because since then there has been somebody in space at any given time.
Oh, I see. I see what you mean.
So not the entirety of the human race has been on the planet at any given time since that day.
Because the years pass when there's still people at the ISS and stuff like that.
Somebody is always up there since then.
And there might have been somebody not up there at some point. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't that a weird one? Like, that's one of those ones that kind of breaks my brain of like,
yeah.
That's kind of crazy to think about.
We're big space people on this
show.
We
are big space people.
Big space people. Mm-hmm. I just finished season one of The Expanse.
Great show. One of my favorite shows of all time.
There's three different storylines going on, uh-huh, and two of them just converge.
There you go. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
If you ever watch, Rusty, you got any shows like that where they got all the multiple storylines going, and then once they merge, you like get real excited? I was up till like midnight last night watching this stupid show.
I think there's 9 seasons of it.
Oh God!
Yeah,
it's a long way away.
It's a great show, but it also, after the first season, it didn't get picked up, and I think it started on Sci-Fi, and then Amazon picked it up. I think is what it was.
Yeah.
But that's one of my favorite shows of all time.
Yeah, Thomas Jane, he's my favorite character. Miller, the cop.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. Yep. Don't you say a word.
I'm not gonna say a word. You just got me very excited for a second. I was like, oh, that's right.
Don't you say a word. Thinking about building a bookshelf full of all the great sci-fi series, even if I haven't read them.
There you go.
Just buy them and own them so that in the case of the apocalypse, I'll have physical literature
there
that
you go.
I can read.
I like it. You know, I didn't realize that sci-fi was like my favorite genre, as it were. I wasn't that, I like Star Wars, but like The Expanse and the one that I'm watching now is the Foundation, based off the Isaac Asimov books. Yep. And like, those are two of my favorite shows I've ever watched.
Sci-fi is great.
And I'm like, oh, I really dig this. I am a huge sci-fi nerd.
I love this text. We learn about the planets too soon. In high school, our teachers should have been like, guess what, guys? Let me tell you something.
You are not alone.
Let me tell you something that will blow your mind.
Wouldn't that be funny if we gate kept that knowledge until you were a senior in high school? There are other planets.
Yeah.
What? Like we made sure.
It's like a Santa Claus thing.
Yeah.
That there are no planets, and you're mm-hmm. like, oh, it's just Earth, and the sun revolves around the Earth, yeah. and then they're like, guess what, kids?
You know, we just gave up like a multi-billion dollar idea to Hollywood.
And instead of going to the zoo on a field trip, you go to Mars.
Or you just go to a planetarium.
Mm. But no Pluto.
Yeah.
Screw Pluto.
I'm pro Pluto.
Have you seen those planetariums that do like the full-on like projection and like you're walking inside the galaxy?
Heck yeah, man.
Those things are awesome.
Also, laser light shows to Dark Side of the Moon.
Well, that's a different show.
Well, same pregame. Yes.
Well, no. I think the olds.
Same pregame.
The olds at the planetarium are not tripping balls.
It's the same pregame for me.
Although, if you were 85 years old and you had never tripped balls, that's the time to do it.
Planetarium, Dark Side of the Moon with laser lights. Yeah. That's the same pregame for me.
Yeah. It happens.
All right, the big nooner coming up next. Lamar Jackson returns for the Baltimore Ravens. Is this the start of something special for them, or are we just going to know what we already know? Plus 10 toes down, loaded final hour. Thanks for being with us. That's Danny. I'm Patrick. That's Rust on the ones and twos. This is 105.1 The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.